a big chunk of them are just too dumb to understand that this was going to happen. The other chunk of them know that they don't give a crap. They just want votes. That's it. Right. And there's many of them out there that are now. Did you see James O'Keefe was interviewing some folks the other day? Like, who are you going to vote for? These illegals. Biden, because he's trying to get us in. Right. He's trying to get us in. He's trying to get us money, trying to get us in. Right. They know damn well exactly what they're doing. They're destroying New York City. Welcome back. A lot of prep for us. Like, who's gonna host right before? Mike Lomas, Club Legal Financial Guys, place where money meets politics, and we'll be all over the board today. Maybe we'll talk a little bit of money too. You know, it's funny. This morning on our group text chat, you know, they were talking about Pfizer and their earnings, and then we got into the scumminess of Democrats, and a lot of it all blends together about making money. But you look at a Pfizer who has come up with drugs. You know, and you know, it's look at, you know, the Trump administration pushed it forward. Like, you know, we're going to come up with the cure for COVID. They push it. They're still pushing it, even though, and that's where I lose a little respect for these companies. They're still pushing it because they know it's bullshit. Not only did it not work, it caused a lot of harm with a lot of people's hearts. But now they come up with a drug to fix the heart problem. And then you look at the company like, man, the thing's paying a 6% dividend. It's trading at like 10 or 11 times earnings. They're like, gosh, it's probably a good stock, you know, like follow the money, follow the government money, right?
Follow the government money. Yeah, it will be a good stock because unfortunately we have ethics has now left the medical industry, right? So they're going to coerce and not even coerce, just bribe, really. They're going to make enough donations to bribe enough to get the government to pay for this stuff.
That's right.
And then mandate it to you.
Right.
It's sad. We, you know, our medical system is seriously broken. Like, this is a real problem now. Yeah. You know, we used to be that, you know, they used to have independent FDA, you had, you know, researchers that were looking at the stuff that the Pfizer and Modernas were providing.
All recycled
now it's the same
Democrats.
People.
Yeah,
it's the same people though. Now it's the people that used to work at Pfizer are now sitting on the FDA.
Yeah,
they're the same buddies that are looking at the documents that Pfizer is looking at. The ethics are gone.
It's
once
a swap.
The ethics are gone, then the money kicks in 100%.
It's a swap.
And if you look at history, if you look at what companies like Bayer have done in the past. And companies like that literally, I mean, there was a case in the 80s. I'm not talking the 1880s. I'm talking the 1980s where I can't remember which company it was, but one of the companies, you know, created a drug that they were treating people with. It turns out it was causing HIV, right? It was actually infecting people with HIV. There's some sort of problem with the drug.
Oh, so no, I think it was causing AIDS. It took the HIV.
Well, whatever.
Made it into AIDS.
Whatever it was, instead of getting rid of it, though, and pulling that batch off the market, they just sent it to Africa instead.
Unreal.
Literally.
Unreal. No, right.
So they just
unreal.
So these companies, absent a regulatory authority, this is true for everything.
But
look at
point.
The FBI. Absent some sort of a check and balance.
100%.
This is why the Congress is supposed to be oversight for the FBI. Without that oversight, which we do not have. Right. There's no oversight there. There's no consequences.
Oh,
look at what the FBI has turned into.
The Pfizer's become buddy-buddy with the Faucis. The Faucis end up retiring or not even retiring, just going on boards of some of these companies.
Sure.
They get all kinds of shares, all kinds of goody-goodies. And then we wonder, boy, how did a Fauci who was making $150,000, $175,000 a year, why is his net worth $100 million? How could that be? By the way, local success here. Did you see Brian Higgins? Did you see that?
No.
His stock trades were up like 297%.
Well, when you only got
like
two grand, it's easy to play with, right?
I don't know if he does anymore.
No, he does. He's poor. He is poor as Congress. But yeah, his net worth is listed between 1 to 5 million, which puts him at literally one of the poorest Congress people. Yeah, no doubt. Especially for as long as he's been there.
Well,
as long as he's been there, he should be worth 50, 60 million all day long.
1 to 5 years. But this was his last year, so he may have gone out with a bang. You take $5 million and you earn 297% on it.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. That could be the next filing. Could be, you know, $25 million.
You could start to catch up real quick. And that's what they do, by the way.
It's
you
unreal.
Look at their net worth, and it's like, AOC, your net worth is $30,000. Now it's $30 million just a few years later. And they don't even give a shit.
They didn't give that many speeches. Right. IRS, hello, audit maybe?
Right.
No, there's nothing. This is the problem, though. Again, there's no consequences for any. We have a real problem in our society now, and getting back to the medical field, I don't trust anything now coming out of the medical community. Nothing.
And
unless you can find a medical doctor that literally is like pushing back. Think about this. They literally took stuff offline, our government, in collusion with Pfizer and other big drug companies,
yep,
colluded to shut down any conversation of hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. They shut it down knowing it would help people. Now, what they also did, and I saw a video of Elon Musk, he called over to Wuhan doctors, and they were talking to him about the early treatment and what they were doing to try to help out. And he learned that what we also had said at the time, that the ventilators were actually killing the people.
Yeah.
The treatment was worse than the disease, and the ventilators were killing people. Less than half the people that went on ventilators were surviving. What did they do? They continued to put people on ventilators. The real sick part is some of these doctors knew that what they were doing was wrong, and yet they did it anyways.
Well, they got paid
to keep their jobs, and that's sickening to me.
And they made big money.
Sickening. Or they were threatened, or they were scared.
Every one of them got a kickback every time they put a shot in your arm.
So here's the thing. In our industry, getting back to finance, we have to disclose all of our conflicts of interest, right?
That's right.
We as a community, we as a population, we as a citizenry need to demand that every single congressperson and especially every doctor, I'm going to ask. I want to know. When I go to see a doctor, I want to ask.
How different might it have been if every time somebody went in with a shot, the doctor said, hey, just so you know, I'm making $500 if you take this shot.
Yes.
Right.
And they did the same thing, by the way.
They did the same garbage with hiding all the results on myocarditis and how people are having heart problems from it.
How about the flu now? Turns out the flu shot doesn't help elderly people. In fact, just the opposite. More elderly folks that take the flu shot end up being hospitalized and dying. The flu shot should be immediately ceased for the elderly, according to the CDC's own data.
Right.
So it's like, it's crazy. It's like their own data says, but they won't stop. They're still pushing the flu shot. Like, I need to call my parents and be like, don't take this thing anymore because of new data.
You got people like Bill Gates that are like, wow, we got too many people in the world. Let me invest in this.
Here, take the shot. assuming that data is right, that data could be wrong too, right?
Pills are good.
Pills are good. Yeah, right. I mean, like, none of these folks really took them, right?
It really is dumb crazy. And dumber. It really is dumb
honest
and dumber.
Honest to God. Yeah. It's craziness. The
pills are good.
Speaking of dumb and dumber, I got to play this video. I hope it's still queued up here. This is unreal. This is, these Democrats, I don't care what it is. This is immigration in this particular case. Could be drug, could be homelessness, whatever. Cause the problem, and then they're like, oh, I'm shocked. Oh, my. How did this happen?
It's the same thing. It's the same playbook. Yeah, they're like, I can't believe this happened. I don't know. Like, and then you'll listen to them, and they'll talk like they're not even, they haven't been in office.
Right. Like they just landed here from Mars. They just got to the planet. They're looking around going, oh, my God. How did you guys let this happen?
How did you guys let this happen?
Cuomo's like, yeah, we got a problem with raising taxes and losing wealthy people.
Oh, they're leaving. The problem
you told
is,
us it was the weather just 4 years ago, remember?
That's right.
You said it was the weather. A reporter asked you specifically, are you concerned about this next tax raise forcing more people to leave the state? You said, no, they leave because of the weather.
They
you
all
said
left.
That.
Every one of them, Andrew, left when you were in office or were preparing for it, right? So there's people leaving right now. I assure you, those same people, Glenn and Mike and our team had conversations with them 3 years ago when you Nazis were closing down businesses.
That's right.
That their intentions were to leave. Some of them had to slip. In fact, I talked Brian Faraci this morning, walking into the building an hour ago. We had a talk about one of his buddies who had just moved, and his buddy has been very nice in donating to some of our charity things. And he said, oh, remember it, because he said to me, when you go down to Florida office, I said, very, very shortly. He said, my buddy so-and-so, he moved down there. He just moved down there. I said, oh, you're kidding me. This is another guy, you know, big taxpayer, big wage earner, right?
Yeah.
Sean Hannity. Maybe it was yesterday or the other day. He's gone. Yeah. Guess what? Sean pays a lot of taxes. This state is going bankrupt.
What took
and I
him
thought
so
five,
long?
6 years. I think it's a year or two out. I think I'd be real nervous if I own, you know, some of these New York State bonds. I mean, I'd be really making sure that I've got some extra insurance on them, that's for sure.
Well, Sean Hannity, what took him so long? I mean, honestly, like what? I mean, New York is a cesspool of crime and violence now. I mean, why would you want to be there?
Friends and all kinds of stuff. Business.
He's got
ties.
The kind of wild. You pick them all up and move.
That's true.
Let me play this video. This is Eric Adams.
You get your private jet and you just visit. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
That's right.
Let me hope this video plays. Let's see what happens here.
That migrants are committing crime here in the city, and what data are you using to back that up?
Do I believe that there are some migrants who are committing crimes in the city? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There are people who are committing crimes in all walks of life. It's not just migrants and asylum seekers.
Oh, that makes it okay then. The Clintons?
I think that we have a number of migrants who have committed crimes.
Yeah.
We have a number of non-migrants who have committed crimes. And so I do not want to walk away with anyone saying that the GLA increase we saw in the city was just migrants. No, it's not. It was long-term New Yorkers who committed GLAs also.
I can't pause. That's the problem.
There are.
If I pause it, recess.
Remember what I said last week. You place a person in an environment where they can't work, can't provide for themselves. They have to just sit around all day. That's not a good scenario.
You didn't think that through, did you?
That's not a good scenario.
No.
And that is what we need to focus on.
No.
What environment are we creating in these cities?
Oh, my.
Well, we better allow them to get jobs out, I guess. I mean,
you know what? What you should have done, Mayor Adams, is leave them to Texas to figure it out, right?
That's right,
what
exactly. It wasn't a problem until it was there.
You
right?
are. Come on, man. Is this guy this much of a goddamn moron?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Is he that stupid?
Yes, he is.
I mean, these Democrats have taken dummy dumb to a whole new level.
What did you think was going to happen?
Right,
we brought these people here. They're not allowed to work. Kathy Hochul, how stupid is she? And I said this for a while. I've been saying this now for years. Stupid is dangerous, right? Mm. She's driving the car right over the cliff, right?
Right. Stupid is really dangerous.
This program where all these immigrants, these illegal migrants can work, and all the restaurants showed up because they were hoping to get, you know, real cheap dishwashers, right?
That's right.
And then it turns out, that actually violates federal law. We can't do that. So she walked that back.
How about this? 21% of the state is on welfare, Kathy. How about we start with them folks first, right? 21% of New York State is collecting some form of welfare. How about we start with getting them a job before we bring in, quote, your illegals? They know that a big chunk of them are just too dumb to understand that this was going to happen. The other chunk of them know that they don't give a crap. They just want votes. That's it.
Yep.
Right. And there's many of them out there that are now. Did you see James O'Keefe was interviewing some folks the other day? Like, who are you going to vote for? These illegals. Biden, because he's trying to get us in. Right.
Right.
He's trying to get us in. Trying to get us money and trying to get us in. Right. They know damn well exactly what they're doing. They're destroying New York City.
Well,
they're
think about this. Just in the month of January, or just in the month of December, the number of illegals that came over the border are more than the entire birth rate of all American women. So you're talking about again, I said this for a long time, too. We think about the next election. We think about the next issue. We think about the next debate. They're thinking about the next generation.
That's right.
They are they just need one generation, really.
Yeah.
Of all these illegal immigrants that have U.S.-born babies, and now all these babies are U.S. citizens.
Right.
In fact, if I'm running a platform, I'm looking to change that immediately. If I'm a presidential candidate, no one's talking about that.
Yeah.
But if I'm a presidential candidate, I'm going to say right out, you know, we're not allowing that anymore. Birthright citizenship is not going to be allowed.
So
we need to do something, you know, I don't know what it's going to take. But, I mean, the Democrats are hell-bent on destroying this country. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care if it's a...
Look at Venezuela. They don't care.
It's a cesspool. The 80% of the population can't get medicine. They can't get food. They're eating out of dumpsters.
Starving.
But Maduro, he's eating ribeyes and lobster tails. And there's the top 10%.
Used to be 90-something percent of the population was in good shape. Now it's about 20% of the population that's in good shape. And they happen to all be bureaucrats, right?
They're all connected to the government.
That's right.
Well, you think about New York. New York, 20% on welfare. I mean, what percentage?
Mayor Adams' pension isn't going away. His pension's not going away.
What percentage works for the government? Between government employees and welfare recipients, it's got to be 50% of the state.
Oh, got to be.
At least 30% of the state has to be employed by the Fed, or the state, the local, or the county, or whatever.
That's right. Oh, no, for sure.
You got to be, right?
So you're over that tipping point, right? And
absolutely.
To your point, it's funny. I was with my family a few weeks ago. We're at the Bills game. We went to the Monday night game. And sure enough, Kathy Hochul is getting escorted in on her private golf cart.
Security.
She's waving, you know, with her stupid smile, all kinds of security, armed guards around her, right?
Yeah.
Her lifestyle's not going down. She's not part of that, you know, that immigrant population is going to be freezing out in the streets, right?
She's in the in crowd now.
In fact, she took a private jet. She didn't give a shit about the economy and the environment.
No.
She got in her private jet just so she could make her little Bills game and wave around to people. It is disgusting.
Disgusting,
at a whole new level. It is concerning, and I continue to say, here's the deal. I do believe the positive is that states like Florida are gaining power. They're gaining delegates. It's a very slow process. You're going to see New York and California go bankrupt. You'll see Illinois go bankrupt. There's no other choice. It's just what's going
to
happen.
You may have a civil war before that even happens, because now the Biden administration is taking Texas to the Supreme Court to get the Supreme Court to allow the Federal Borders Patrol to remove barbed wire that the Texas state of Texas has placed there to protect your own border. You are setting up for another civil war in this country, where, again, it's going to be states' rights versus federal rights. I know the last time it was over slavery, that was the rights that they were looking to maintain. Right.
No, it won't be color this time. It'll be
It's about border rights. It's about border security and border rights is what it's going to be about. It's going to be about the ability of a state to protect its borders and its sovereignty against a federal government who is intent on doing it harm. That will be the next battle, because, you're setting it up. What if the Biden administration wins this court case, Supreme Court? Now the feds are going to come in and start removing fencing that the state at some point, the state's going to send their own people down to put the stuff back up, and there's going to be a conflict.
That's right.
And good that conflict is going to be bad.
Is that Trump did take control of the Supreme Court, and I do think we'll win that. Thankfully.
You got to be able to protect your borders, whether you're a state or you're a country.
Said that multiple times. 4 years of Trump getting the Supreme Court, more important than 8 years and him not getting that. So
I tell you what, though, they're one sheet away.
If they win
the Senate and they win Congress, don't think for a second they won't say, you know what? We know it's largely unpopular. We don't care. We're going to pack the courts anyways. We're going to change it. We're going to make it, 15 or 20 justices.
They've never cared
about
what was popular. They've cared about their agenda.
Their power.
In New York State, right?
They don't care.
Full-term abortion was not liked. They didn't care.
They
pushed it right through.
Same thing with Dodd-Frank. Right, how many congressmen fell on the sword for Frank Dodd or Dodd-Frank? Yep. How many resigned after that?
The redistricting. They just voted against that.
Right.
The Democrats in New York State did it anyways. Right. Shit.
They don't care.
Didn't give a care.
They don't care. No. Mm-mm. Even the Supreme Court. Supreme Court smacks down the SAFE Act. Doesn't matter. They don't care. We're just going to ignore it.
That's right.
But this is the problem, right? Again, that our whole system was designed with checks and balances, right? Our whole system, whether it's the government system of the three branches of government, or whether it's, the voters or whatever it is, our whole system is set up on a system of checks and balances. And we are destroying that check and balance as fast as we possibly can. Congress doesn't check the spending of the executive branch anymore.
It doesn't matter. Republicans, Democrats.
But
Trump and his buddies, they all got into office first 2 years. They spent more money than anybody.
But no problem. So there's no
check
there.
We'll spend it smarter.
Right.
The good news is, by the way, is I think we do have two great governors who are really getting it. And when you look at the Texas governor, continuing to spend the resources on shipping them up to New York.
Yep.
And it was hilarious. They said, we're not accepting any buses anymore. So now they just just dropped them off in New Jersey right across the river.
Here's a ferry ticket. We're not accepting buses anymore. So let me get this straight. So the state of New York, or the city of New York, has the ability to close their borders to migrant buses.
That's
with state. So if I understand this correctly, so a state can shut their border to interstate travel.
Wow,
is that possible?
Only a blue state.
But a border state can't shut their border to inter. A country travel. Yeah. I mean, that's insanity.
Yeah, no. So, we all know that if Texas and New York were flopped, those borders would be protected.
Absolutely.
They would have a gate on them. They'd have a fence on them. Right?
Well, maybe. Although California loves them. California brings them right in. I mean, they have no problem having 20% of the population there is illegal in California now.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
And
so think about that. So 20% is homeless. 20% is illegal. I mean, how many work for the state? Again, you're way past the tipping point in that state.
I remember years ago, we talked so much about that, and the Heritage Foundation came up with so many studies about how important it was to stay under the 50%, where you had at least 50%+, really 60% you needed as contributors, as the ones paying for stuff. And if you can keep it under 40, meaning, maybe it's 20% that work for government agencies, you're okay. Once you get over that tipping point and you have more people sucking from the system than giving in, it's an ultimate collapse.
They'll vote to take your money every time.
New York and California, I mark my words, I would bet every penny I have. I don't know when. I don't have a crystal ball to say, when it's going to happen. But I will say if, and I'll say yes, it is good. There is no way. The mass exodus in the last 2 years, and it could be It could be the end of America at some point, or it could be the biggest blessing that happened. We may look back at COVID and say, look at what Florida had more Democrats than Republicans just 5 years ago. Now it's so damn red, you can see it from Mars. It looks like it's on fire, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, even areas that historically were just so far out of touch, Palm Beach area as an example, right, has now turned red. And you've got a And so I continue to say, look at it. All right. If the fabric of America, it's continues to change, and now New York and California are worth way less, Florida and Texas are worth way more, the opposite is going to start to happen, where the Republicans are going to win because they're just so far ahead by winning just these few states, right? And the map could really start to change. Wait a minute. Wow, look at that. Boy, these Republicans, they win Texas and Florida, and they're well on their way to the presidential election. Yes. And that's how the country was designed, right?
You're assuming, though, that they play fair. And without the check and balances, without the consequences, they got away with stealing the 2020 election.
I didn't make a guarantee on it. I said, that's my hope.
That's your hope. Yeah, well, that's my hope. That's why when we had our news resolutions last week, my resolution was for election integrity, because you're right. We can win this battle at the ballot box because people are shifting to those states. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Right.
Unless they are willing to continue to cheat. And they got away with the cheat the last time. Anybody who denies the cheat is out of their mind. I mean, you are denying what you're seeing with your own eyes, right?
Well,
in so many ways, any one of those things in and of themselves wins the election by cheating, and they did it all, right? Just the social media distortion of squelching the Hunter Biden laptop alone.
Twitter and Facebook right there alone. Right, alone. Just those two entities right there.
That
alone.
Manipulation is alone enough to influence the election. And they're screaming about Russia buying 100 hours worth of Facebook ads, and they have a direct line from the deep state and the FBI directly to Twitter and Facebook, and telling exactly what they can and cannot post.
Anybody with a brain in their head, just even a little tiny brain, you know, like a butterfly brain, would know that Russia would have preferred Hillary Clinton
all day
and
long.
The weak Democrat Party,
of course,
well over a Donald Trump. Right,
of course.
Anybody with a brain knows that, right?
Of course.
We'll see how it all shapes out, right? I mean, there's nothing. You just got to keep fighting and try to keep fighting and hope and pray that it does move in that direction. I think the bankruptcies are going to go farther in a positive way. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, by the way, that it's going to be happy days for a year or two. You start to see states like New York and California go bankrupt.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of volatility out there. You're going to see opportunities to buy stocks at a cheaper price.
For sure.
I do think that is one step closer to saying, hey, look at you communist. It was great, but you are running out of other people's money. And when you have people like Andrew Cuomo and you have the comptroller of New York who's now coming out and saying this stuff, you know it's on its way. It's on its way. Right?
The thing is that they'll do first, and mark my words on this one, the Democrats will punish the people first, meaning first thing that they'll do is they're going to cut your police, they'll cut your fire, they'll cut your parks, close down your recreation.
No welfare
will be cut.
No.
The first thing they're going to do is you taxpayers that enjoy things like bike paths and parks and
Chestnut Ridge, not wanting to lose me even more of your money.
You're going to be punished first. That's exactly what the Democrats do. They did it the last time we had an Erie County budget. Remember the red budget, green budget?
Every single time
it's, well, I guess we're going to have to cut the arts and cut the libraries and cut the police department and cut the firefighters and cut the blah, blah, blah.
Your house burns down. It's your fault.
Your problem. Don't come to us. Right.
The welfare will be last. But I actually think it's going to be it's going to be a fast move, meaning that it's not going to be one of these. For years, we've been sort of pulling the Band-Aid off.
Cutting won't be an option.
You've had people moving and trickling out.
You've
still had the population growing, though, right? I mean, what's been happening over the last 20 years up until just a few years ago is New York was still growing, not as fast as these other states, but you had more new births, right? And yes, you had some people leave, you had some people die, but the new births were still overcoming the transition out. In the last 2 years, you've had something like 166,000 New Yorkers die and 200,000+ leave.
Right.
So now you've got 400,000 out and nobody coming in, right?
Well,
and you've got these
in.
New births, but they're not making up for it. So you finally have shrinkage. And that's pretty tough to do. When you have 20 million people, they don't need that many babies for you to still grow.
Actually,
so when you look at a state that's now shrinking and you go, wow, we've got some issues, man. And the shrinkage, as you know, is not the welfare people.
Right,
they're not leaving and going down to Florida for a job.
Well, Sean Hannity. But even worse is they're bringing in people that don't have the legal ability to work.
That's
so
right.
You are literally bringing right. people to the state that by
and
the nature
them.
Of their situation, to Eric Adams' point, yep. have no ability to support themselves. So they are 100% wards of the state, or they have to turn to crime. That's yep. what we're doing. We're bringing people in illegally. We're allowing them to declare asylum, and then we're giving them no opportunity to actually get a job in this country because it's still against federal law to do that, right?
99.99% of them, by the way, not qualified to do higher level jobs. Mm-hmm. So they're so right. these people, these very
yeah,
same
they're not
people
working in the ER.
No, these not ER. They're not trained to be welders, plumbers, no. electricians, nothing, nope. right? The only jobs they're going to take away are those entry level jobs that the 21% of people on welfare in the state should be trying to grab right. so they can get trained and move their
you
way
mean
up the
ones
ladder
that they have to
something.
Pay $20 an hour to?
Yes.
That are being that's replaced right. by the robots that's right. and that's the AI. Right. See, there's did the problem is that you just cut off that lower rung, right?
I should have sent you, it was a robot that was playing badminton. I got to find yeah. it. And this robot was unreal.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fake. It was because some of the commercials out
yeah,
there
some
like,
are fake. Yeah.
You can do trading and all that stuff. But it was about, you know, where these robots will be. And the robot was these two, it was two people versus one robot. And the robot was like, douche. Dish.
So think
of these people right. were running all around like crazy.
So think about this in Florida, right? A huge group of the migrant population works on landscaping crews. I mean, just to being yeah. honest, right? You know, every landscaping crew is a bunch of either Hispanics of some sort, whether they're Guatemalan or Mexican or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So at some point, though, I mean, we have driving cars now. Right. We have yeah. airplanes that basically land themselves. We have vacuum cleaners that can map out your house and map your house. It's only a matter of time. And I'm saying a matter of time to what you said about the bankruptcy. I think the same thing with AI. I think within 2 years.
I think within
2 years, you're watching a driver. We have driverless cars. Why wouldn't we have driverless lawnmowers mapping out the neighborhood satellite? Right. We have that.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you do have that on a local level. You can buy an automatic robot lawnmower that will mow your lawn. At some point, that's going to be commercialized on a commercial level. And all of those entry-level jobs are going to be gone. Right?
Got to have higher skill set.
Now,
here's the good news is. The good news is the way America was built and founded, we are getting more and more qualified jobs, right?
Yes.
There's this need for engineers. And in fact, engineers now, I've got a nephew who's going to engineering school at RIT. He's a freshman. As a freshman, Glenn, he's getting calls from companies that say, if you sign with me now, I'll give you a bonus and help pay for your college,
right?
And he's got options. When you and I went to school, there was no financial firms going as a freshman. Hey, we'll pay you.
No.
They're like, you're ways, so it just shows you that this higher level, which is what we really sort of want, right?
Yeah.
We want these bigger and better opportunities. But unfortunately, we've said, we're just going to pay you to stay down here. And they've never qualified themselves to do anything else. Is there a need for more plumbers and electricians?
Yeah.
1,000%.
Well,
and you can make a lot more money as a plumber and electrician than you can flipping burgers at Arby's,
Or
McDonald's.
So we talk about smaller government and getting government out of the way, but that's an area where government can actually participate in a positive way. We should be putting money towards work training and job readiness programs for these illegal aliens or for whatever migrants we're bringing in.
Set up our own citizens.
Federal, a plumber apprentice sponsorship, just like they did with the GI scholarships. Set up scholarships.
Yeah.
Set up opportunities for people to get their electrical certificate or whatever it is.
That's right.
And the government pays for it. You complete it, you get paid back or whatever.
Bipartisan effort.
Absolutely.
Instead, what they're doing is they're taking all those resources and using them to keep these people at home.
Yeah,
to pay
people not to work. They're paying people not to work. There's no thought about the pride and the self satisfaction of going and doing a job and earning your way. In fact, they're doing everything they can to destroy that in the public school system by telling people you can't get ahead because of some reason or somebody else's fault, right?
Yep.
Whether it's your skin color, your sex, or whatever it might be. So it's sad.
Here, let me read you some numbers, Glenn. New York State lost nearly 102,000 residents over just the past year.
Wow.
The most in the nation, new data finds. The Empire State's population was 19.57 million as of July 1st. After it was roughly 19.67 million just 12 months prior. So 12 months prior, 19.67 million. Now we're at 19.57. The Census Bureau released new data Tuesday showing that New York is hemorrhaging its most valuable resource, people, at an alarming rate. From July 2022 to July 2023, the latest data available 217,000 more people left New York than moved here.
Wow.
So that's not just to be, that's the net, right? So
that's net out.
Yeah.
Quarter million net out. In one year.
To put that in context, 166,000 people died in New York during that time. So many more people are leaving the state than are actually dying right now.
Wow. Yeah, so between the two, you're at 400 and some thousand, like you said. That's a huge number. That's 5% of the state population right
number
there.
Number one in the entire country, outperforming, by the way, California. And that is to your point because it's easier to get into California, right, than it is New York.
Right.
Although I don't know about that. I think the governor's now, like Governor Abbott, is doing a good job of making sure there's enough buses to get you up here. But, you know, of course, they've been filled with illegal crime. And we spend some time in California. I can tell you it is a shithole.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't we interviewed a real estate developer that owns some property in San Francisco on our radio show a few weeks ago. And he was like, don't believe anything that anybody's saying. He goes, Mike, we've got a building that's 30-something stories. When I went to visit it a few weeks ago, there was feces all over the steps as I'm walking
in. That's what
Elon
said.
He goes, I wanted to cry. He goes, you know how much time? He goes, my family put so much time and effort into trying to make these buildings great.
Right.
And you've got people crapping on the front steps. Like, you just want to cry. Yeah,
when you hear what Elon talks about why he bought Twitter initially, right? Why he bought Twitter. Why would he bother with all the stuff he's doing to buy Twitter? And what he said was amazing. He said, because our employees had to walk through a cesspool, a war zone to get to the office. I would sit up on the top floor of the office and I would look down and I would see all this crime and stuff going. I'm watching drug deals going on the corner where our building is. And he goes, what I realized was prior to the internet and prior to social media, these types of things were located very locally, right? If you had a local community that was stupid enough to put these policies in place, well, then they destroyed the local community. But it didn't have a global impact. But now with social media, what he saw was the exportation of this, you know, stupidity in a way, right? And we're still seeing it, right? The exploitation of mutilating our children with this whole trans thing all these whack job ideas of socialism and communism and releasing criminals and soft on crime policies and all this stuff. He's like, I'm watching this now not just become localized to San Francisco, but now being exported as the major ideas throughout the world. And that is a civilization collapser. Yeah. Because if there's no places left, right. So he's like, I had to do something for the sake of civilization. So
you tell people it's okay to commit crime.
Right.
And then you say, all right, you destroy this entire city and we're just going to look the other way. But guess what? What happens is the Targets, the Walmarts, they move out. There's nothing else to steal there. And that starts to move the other way.
Remember when we talked about you and I did the radio show? I don't think we had a podcast back then, but Dallas. The prosecutor in Dallas said, we're not going to prosecute theft under $750. I remember that show specifically. We said, well, that's if other states begin to adopt that, you're going to see
major crime,
major theft from stores, major retail theft. You're going to see and exactly what 5 years down the line now, that's exactly what has happened. We got to go back and find that tape. We're going to find the article, find the tape.
Another one from the Heritage Foundation. In March of 2021, an author study that predicted, and this is where I'm paced to exceed this, more than 1 million New Yorkers would leave the state over the next 10 years. Okay. But that wasn't enough for the greedy bureaucrats, who in 2021 increased both the number of tax brackets and the top marginal tax rate. So we think we've got it bad in places like Buffalo, New York. High income earners in New York City today pay a top rate of almost 15%.
That's brutal.
So top that with 40-something% in federal taxes, right?
Yep.
You're looking at losing almost 60% of your money before you pay any bills.
Right.
They're gone. They're leaving. By the way, the number one place for hedge fund managers in the country right now is Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah. And it's funny. I read that article, and last time we were in Palm, or last time down in our Florida office visiting, we took a ride over for dinner into Palm Beach. And as you go over the bridge and you pull in, you see all the names. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's like the financial capital of the world, like Maryland.
Yeah.
When
New York does declare the bankruptcy finally, I mean, again, you guys,
that's the biggest blow, by the way, to New York City.
Huge.
New York City, the biggest blow is that you don't have to fly there anymore to do deals.
Nope.
You used to have to fly there. Mm-hmm. I didn't care who you were. If Mike and Glenn came up with the best widget and we lived in Las Vegas, Nevada, we would have to fly in, meet with money managers. There was no internet years ago, right? And guess what? If they said to Mike and Glenn, it's $600 a night for a hotel, we had no other choice. Mm-hmm. We had to be able to pitch our deal to get our IPO going. We had to fly into town. Mm-hmm. We had to meet with them. We'd give them paper copies. You don't need any of that anymore. So the hedge fund managers are saying, wait a minute, these people aren't flying in to pitch their deals. Right. I don't need to be here anymore. Right. Guess what? We can do it over the internet. We'll do it over Zoom, right? It was why California's behind New York is because they had their tech boom. They had intellectual capital there. And that Elon Musk was the first, quote, hedge fund manager of intellectual capital to say, I'm gone. You will see the rest of these, and many of them left-wing dirtbags who have voted for all this garbage. They will be the first ones that don't want to be stepping in feces and leaving.
Well, many already have. I mean, to be honest with you, Mark Zuckerberg is building a compound in Hawaii, right?
That's right.
You know, Nancy Pelosi is likely going to be moving to Florida, let's be honest. That's when she retires, you watch. Nancy Pelosi won't retire and stay in LA or San Francisco.
I
hope they tar and feather her.
There was a left-wing nut job that wanted to move on Jupiter Island, and they just... Who was it? You remember?
I do remember.
Rosie O'Donnell? I think it might have been Rosie O'Donnell.
It was somebody like that.
They gave her such a hard time. She's like, okay, I'm not going to do it. I think Nancy would be the same.
I think you have to. I think you got to shun them from restaurants. Like I said in New York, I don't understand in places like Buffalo how these restaurant owners don't have a picture of Gail Bernstein and Mark Poloncarz on their front window that says, you are not allowed in my restaurant. I mean, what are you going to lose that one meal? Everybody, this is the problem that we have now.
They weren't tipping anyways.
Right. Exactly. Not tipping anyways. Politicians have the ability to enact political retribution against people or businesses that they don't like without consequence. I mean, the state of New York with their corrupt liquor authority went out and stole people's liquor licenses for no reason at all. Oh, let's Santora. Paul Santora goes on to Fox News. The next day, the liquor authority takes his liquor license. Oh, somebody was there without a mask. Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I'll tell you, no
ability to face your accusers. I mean, isn't that in the constitution? No, doesn't matter.
I'll tell you a funny story.
They're all afraid.
I'll tell you a funny story, Glenn, and this will just show you where we are. So there was a guy at a Sabres game. This was about 2 weeks ago, right? And I'm not saying this is right, but he handed a beer to his 20-year-old son who had been back from college. Mm-hmm. Immediately when he handed this beer, this guy came out of nowhere, like a little creeper, like hanging out just on the side, and hit him up for ID and then wrote him up for this big warning that you're going to be kicked out of the arena. Now, again, I get it. The rules are 21, right? I'm not saying it was right, but out of all the problems in the world, right? So we don't have any resources because where the arena is, by the way, it's not too far from Crack Haven, which is the east side of Buffalo, right?
Crack Haven.
And there's you know, fentanyl, crack, cocaine, right? All kinds of illegal guns, right? All kinds of stuff that we should be spending the resources on.
Yep.
If a dad wants to give his 20-year-old a beer, first of all, I think he should be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I think if we send these people over to war at 18 years old or 19 years old.
If you're with your parents, right, they're not driving, whatever.
You should have the ability to do that. I'm not saying it was right, by the way. I'm not defending what he did. I'm just thinking, oh my God, like we have resources to have this little guy hang out like a little, you know.
Just like cell phone tickets. Same deal.
That's right. That's right. That's where we're spending our money.
Yep.
But yet XYZ, who's going to sell some heroin or fentanyl to a 12-year-old just a few miles up the road, we couldn't be bothered with looking at.
Nope.
Right.
That's right.
Absolute joke. Just a total joke where we are.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look at the crimes that they're going after and what they're not going after. You can carjack somebody and you walk away. Right.
Yeah.
However, you can carjack somebody with an illegal weapon and they will put you back in the street the same day. However, if you defend your house with a legal weapon that was just maybe not properly registered because maybe you inherited that gun from your grandfather.
8 to 12.
They're throwing a punk at you. They are absolutely going to prosecute the shit out of you is what they're going to do. It's disgusting.
I bet you somebody like you and I, they would love to, even with our registered legal guns,
100%.
They would be bringing up a
100%.
Case.
100%. They are
waiting. Shouldn't have defended ourselves.
This is where we're at in this country now. It's find your political enemies and then go after them and manufacture a crime if you have to. We have been through 3 payroll audits in the state of New York. Now, we have never had a fine for a payroll audit. We don't do anything crooked. We pay everybody over the books or whatever in the right way. We have payroll companies that we use that are fantastic. We have multiple businesses. I don't know what they think they're going to find, but it's just harassment is what it is. Like, yeah. It takes time for our bookkeeper. It takes time for our secretaries to pull the records, right? They've done it three times and found nothing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is this a what kind of waste, if you want money, payroll issues really a problem in the state? I mean, is that a big problem?
No, they're not. And if you really want money, and if you really want to go over the bad guys,
fire the inspector. If you really want money.
How about this? How about this? Go right back to the east side of Buffalo,
right?
Where so-and-so's got $50,000 in his pocket.
Sure.
Right.
He's walking. $100,000 vehicle in his driveway and no income listed.
That's right. He has paid zero in taxes.
That's right.
No payroll. Zero.
Yeah.
His payroll goes right into his pocket with $50,000 to $100,000, 50 in one, 50 in the other.
But what are they looking to find? Are they hoping to find somebody that they can give us a fine because we don't have the proper paperwork for somebody or somebody's getting paid under the table. We're not paying tax on it. The New York State.
How about this? Glenn Wiglin, the financial guys, there's a payroll problem and we get fined $5,000, which in the overall scheme of things in our payroll is minimal, right? Yeah. But now Glenn Wiglin runs for office. Yeah. And now the Democrats can say, Glenn wants to run
for taxes.
He can't even run a financial firm, let alone that's right. That's exactly what the goal is.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, brought to you by our home and auto department. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. Believe it or not, I know it's freezing cold here in Western New York today, but spring will be right around the corner. Your RVs, your boats, we can insure all that stuff, including your warehouses and your business. You business owners that think like us, give us a shot to see if we can save you money. We can, again, shop over 25 companies. Medicare, if you're turning 65, think of the financial guys. And our financial planning team, the core of what we do, we are a one-stop financial shop. So, you know, Social Security experts, certified Social Security experts. You get really one chance to make the right decision when you're going to pick Social Security. Pick one of our experts to help you. Pop into the office and do a quick review. And then, of course, financial planning and retirement planning and 401k planning. We've been setting up a lot of 401k plans, and we can really save people money and give you a lot more options if you're a small business owner out there, if you're not getting the service that you deserve. 833-FIN-GUYS, thefinancialguys.com.
And we are a true one-stop financial shop. We have 50-some-odd people working in the office, not one. And we had this conversation this week, you and I, about all these financial planners, advisors out there that you look at their bio on their website, right?
They do everything.
They work by themselves. They don't even have a secretary, right? They have an office in their living room, right?
Right. Nobody answers the phone.
But they're college planning experts. They're estate planning. They do retirement planning. They do 401ks. They do investments. They do income planning. They do, you know, they have this whole list of every single thing. Now, in reality, do you really, really honestly think, because I hear that from people sometimes, every now and again, we'll have someone that will come in.
Yeah.
Most people that come to our office, they're committed. They come in to like, where do I sign, right? Every now and again, you'll get the person that comes in and be like, well, why should I move to you? My guy does all this stuff. Like, well, I don't know. You're here for a reason, right?
Yeah. To that point, well, I'll take it one step further, Glenn. How many times do people call and they say, I have to have Mike or Glenn?
Right.
And then I'll have a conversation and they'll say, I appreciate that, right? I mean, we definitely are the best looking in the
No doubt, no question. No doubt about that.
Just kidding. But
definitely not the smartest.
You really think you need me, but I'm not a certified Social Security expert. Right. I feel like I know a lot because I've been in on so many appointments with some of these certified experts, but I really still lean on Mike Haflick and say, hey, Mike, how do you look at this case, right? The same is true with college planning. Mike Shaver, I know very little about college planning, right? Because I'm not in any of those appointments. So, you know, yes, you want to see Mike or Glenn for college planning, but you really need Mike Shaver, who's a certified college planning expert, right? So it is a one-stop shop, and we can help you. And don't forget about our app. Please download our app. You'll get all the morning mics and all the podcasts, and it'll give you some alerts, which I think is cool. Like, I'll forget sometimes. You know, I'm on my way in. I drop kids off in the morning, and then I'm morning mics is on. So make sure you download our app.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the app is key. It's awesome because you get the alerts and reminds you when things are on. So,
I think I'm ready. Ready to wrap it up.
I think we're good. I don't think I have much else. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff in the news, but we'll always save that for the radio show. And I know the guys are live this weekend, so
absolutely tune in. Big football game down in South Florida for the Western New York community. So, go Bills.
One last thing. What do you think the odds are of them actually releasing this Epstein client list? It was supposed to be released this week. And I was like, 30 days. Do you really think it's going to be released or not?
Clinton's name was all over
50 times.
And then so many people said, Trump's name's on it. No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah. It's not anywhere.
If it
it's
was
not
if anywhere. Trump's name was on it, it would already be out there. But what do you think? You want a better beer over this one? I think it never comes out. Never comes out.
I don't know if they can at this point. I think you've got to release it.
I hope so.
I think it's going to be damaging if they don't. But it's so funny. You look at some of the old footage from 2015 of Donald Trump saying, Mr. Clinton's going to have a big problem. He's a freaking dirtbag.
He is.
This guy is a dirtbag.
There, was a portrait of Clinton in Epstein's house for a reason. No question. Yeah. Right.
That's right. You know what's amazing is a guy like Clint, right? Forget his political stuff. I mean, it's funny because I don't think he was too far away when he ran for office. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was too far away from most of the Republicans at this point, right? Yep. But how could somebody be so smart to be able to stand up and communicate to millions of people like that, right? And then be such a freaking scumbag.
Hell yeah.
Like, how could, what is in your brain? I can't imagine being a scumbag like that and then standing up in front of millions of people and being able to communicate like that. Like, I just can't.
It's amazing.
It's unreal.
You have to have no conscience. You have to have literally no conscience, no morals, no ethics, no conscience. What amazes me is that he still is, you know, living in any sort of a house with Hillary Clinton. I mean, could you imagine this crap that he had to put up with her over the years? I mean, just she's
they don't talk. That's all for show.
I would think, right? I mean, my God, that's brutal. Yeah. Just brutal. Anyway.
But you know what? I saw somebody the other day say, all right, how does it get this point? And it said, rich people, they can pay for a lot of stuff, but the number one thing they need to be able to pay for is quiet, right? You can have sex, but they needed it to be quiet.
Right.
And that's why Epstein was so important, right? They were able to do their stuff and pay for it to keep it quiet.
Keep it away on an island with nobody knowing.
Keep it quiet. They paid for that being quiet. And I just can't imagine, you know, me and you are dads. I just can't imagine thinking that having sex with some underage kid is like what? No. I can't imagine your brain being so much.
And he was
so
a father, too. Don't forget.
Right.
I mean, he also
had a daughter.
I mean, it's just sickening.
Holy cow.
Just
like, what finds that attractive?
Right.
What finds that attractive
just
in your brain?
Just sick in your brain, right? I mean, it's different when you are 18, but, you know, it's just
and
a whole
not release it.
Different when you're 48 or 58 or whatever he is now, 68. He's
a
sicko.
To not release it.
Yeah.
To not release it. And look, if you went on that plane and if it was me and you got invited in 1995 or whatever, didn't realize.
Yeah.
And if I saw something, I'd be all over saying, here's exactly what I saw. Yeah. These are scumbags. If I didn't, I'd say, hey, look, just so you know, I took a trip here. Here's what I saw. I want to be honest. The fact that everybody is so quiet and you know exactly what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like right in your face. Disgusting.
Yep.
And it just, man, it almost breaks your heart, you know?
Yeah,
like
and I'm still convinced that our federal government and our CIA is behind it. No question.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's no
framing
way.
People.
This guy doesn't show up on the scene. He's got one major investor who is the owner of Victoria's Secret, coincidentally, right?
He managed futures. Nobody's got money with him.
No.
Nobody had money
with him. That's the only guy that they could trace that had money with him. Nobody else had money with him, yet somehow he had billions of dollars under management. It's like Obama. Manufactured from day one, and that's what, unfortunately, our intelligence can do now.
Yeah, that's unreal. Think about that, folks. I mean, why don't you think about it? Because some of these people, and 20 years ago when we started doing radio shows, we were talking about conspiracy theories, and these people are nuts. And this guy is a money manager, and we can't find anybody he actually manages money
Madoff,
for.
You knew, right? You knew all these. Right. You know, the Boiler Union came out, and they had money. All
so
these feeder
mutual
fund
managers.
Mutual
fund
managers.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so many people got burned,
lost their life savings. It was horrible.
Dateline was showing investor after investor that you know, it changed their life in a negative way, right? Yeah. This guy, nobody can be found.
Nobody.
I mean, hey, guys, I guess he's scumbags in the media. That's a story.
And where did that money go?
That's a story.
Where did that money go? He's in jail now. What other money managers, where did that money go? What other because he's not obviously managing a hedge fund anymore. So where did those billions and billions and billions of dollars go?
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
I got to be honest, when stuff blows up, like we pick up some stuff. Like I remember back in, even at Payne Webber, very early in our career, I remember Merrill Lynch's hedge fund blew up and we picked up accounts out of it.
That's right.
Even at Payne Webber, we were like 25 years old. We got accounts out of it, right? Where'd the money go? Where did it come from? Where'd it go? Nobody has any idea, right? Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's unreal.
Nah, we'll leave it at that, unreal. I guess. But
all right. Sounds good. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. We'll see you next week. Don't forget about, again, download our app. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS and thefinancialguys.com.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.